evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚上好。
It's so good to be together.
能够聚在一起实在是好。
In the Lord's presence.
特别是在主的同在里面的聚集。
And in thank God we have the assurance.
感谢主，我们有这样的确据。
He promised when two or three that are gathered in His name, He will present Himself in our midst.
他应许我们，我们两三个人奉主的名聚集，他就在我们当中。
Now this evening,
今天晚上
I have a few thoughts I'd like to share with you.
有几点愿意跟大家来交通。
Now if you do not find them quite connected.
如果你觉得他们没有连在一起的话
later on as you meditate, you will find there's a connection.
当你过后再去思想的话，你就会发现他们是连接的。
I want to be very transparent with you.
我愿意很透明的跟你们讲。
Because reading for the sparks, books or pamphlets is quite a battle.
读史伯克弟兄的书跟这些小册子实在是一个很大的征战。
That's right. You battle your way to get something out of it.
你在那里努力的从这些书里面希望能够得到一些东西。
And when you think you grasp something, and yet you're not so sure you really get the important essence of it.
当你觉得你得到一东西的时候，你好像不知道这是不是最重要的那一点。
Because his words and the way he puts across is very profound.
因为他实在放的是非常的特别好。
And sometimes my wife and I will battle, will fall over just one word.
很多时候我跟我的姊妹我们在一起来谈啊，我们在那里好像打仗的像的来，就是为了一个字。
To dig into it, it's just what the true meaning of that word means to us.
好像要挖进去这个字实在的意思是什么。
And when you think you grasp something,
当你以为你抓到了
that's one thing.
这是一面。
Now for me, this few days that I'll be sharing is a battle how to take that which I think I have apprehended and convey it to you.
这几天我们是在那里挣扎的，在那里我们得到了，然后我跟你们来讲。
So it's really a battle.
这实在是一个很大的征战。
And now I realize spiritual ministry is indeed a spiritual battle.
我现在实在感觉得到属灵的侍奉是一场属灵的征战。
We had to fight our way into spiritual things.
我们像好像打仗的那样进入这些属灵的事物。
And we had to fight our way, allow the Holy Spirit to express it.
我们也在征战的里面来进入让圣灵来帮助我。
If not touching Christ and sharing Christ, our time is in vain.
如果我们没有摸到我们的主，我们的时间是白费。
So outside of Christ, outside of God's will, all is vanity.
因为离开了主，离开了主的旨意，都是空的。
Now that is not just a phraseology.
这不光光是一个里面生理的问题。
That is a reality.
这是一个实际的问题。
Now, at Harvest Theaters this past October, we had a weekend conference.
在十月的时候我们有一个周末的特会。
And Brother Ed Miller, every time he began his ministry, his spoken ministry,
米勒弟兄当他在讲道的时候
he always made a clear-cut statement.
他一定讲得非常的清楚。
He said, this is the most important principle I want to announce it to you.
我这里有一个最重要的原则我要向你们宣布。
He said, when it comes to God's things, God alone is qualified to teach and convey to us.
说讲到神的事情只有神才有资格去教导去讲给我们听。
We human beings, flesh and blood,We are disqualified.
我们这些人属血肉的，我们不够资格。
That's why we need to be born from above.
我们要从上面来生。
Without His light in us, there's no way we can comprehend spiritual things.
如果不是他在我们的里面，我们没有办法能够明白这些事情。
Now, just give one quick illustration.
很简单的讲一个比喻。
Paul in Philippians.
保罗在腓立比书。
He said, "I might know him."
说让我认识他。
Now, how does Paul, apostle, how does he come to know Christ?
他如何的来认识基督呢
？By his power, say, by the power of his resurrection.
是借着 复活的能力。
That's why God is God of the living. God is not the God of the dead.
因为神是活人的神，不是死人的神。
So the moment we have been quickened, we are alive.
当我们给苏醒过来的时候，我们就活过来。
Then we begin to have that something in us that's capable of knowing God Himself.
所以我们里面就有那样东西，有能力来认识神自己。
And so when we born from above,
所以当我们从神而生的
，indwelled by the Holy Spirit。
有圣灵内住在里面
，That begins our true spiritual education.
那就开始了我们真正属灵的教育。
Now, let me just by quoting a phrase that Brother Sproul quoted from someone else in his book.
我就要引史柏克弟兄在他书中引别人的一句话。
Because this evening, if the Lord willing,
今天晚上主人愿意的话
，I'll share something about the personal greatness of Christ.
我们要讲。主耶稣基督他个人的伟大
Seeing Christ is everything
看见基督就是一切
And the problem that we have individually and corporately
我们的问题是不论我们个人或者我们团体来
All the problems we encounter in this life
我们在一生里面所遇的所有的难处
Could reduce to one thing
我们可以简到说明是一个点
It's because of our inadequate knowledge of who Christ is.
我们就是不够认识基督是谁。
And later on we'll discover God's one answer to everything is His Son.
我们稍后会讲一点，神对一切问题的答案就是一个，就是他的儿子。
This a quote in Brother Sparks' book and he quoted from someone else.
在史柏克弟兄的书里面他引了别人的话。
Now the reason that I want to use this quotation
我特别要引这句话
，because Brother Sparks' words are packed，
因为史伯克弟兄的话是非常的浓缩的。
And some of the words you can't even find them in your American English dictionary。
他那些字啊，你在字典上都找不到的。
That's right. The meaning that we define in American or English dictionary is totally different from the way he uses it.
因为我们在字典里面给那个字下的定义跟它的用法完全不一样。
And so we had to dig into it to get the real meaning of it.
所以我们又挖进去把那实意抓出来。
So it's hard for me to dig in, it's hard for me to dig it out.
是对我来讲很难把它挖出来又很难把它告诉你们。
And I tell you, sometimes listeners, it's hard to get it in either.
你们听也好像很难听进去。
Okay.So the Lord gave us grace.
所以求主给我们恩典。
And thank God, God's things only God Himself can declare to us.
感谢神，神的事物只有神能够向我们宣告。
And in the end, He gets all the glory.
最末了，他要得着一切的荣耀。
Okay, now this is the quotation.
这是他所引的。
Someone has truly said that the words the Holy Spirit uses are great words.In that they have God behind it.
有人是
they say words used by the Spirit are great words.
这些字圣灵所用的字都是伟大的字句。
And the reason why these words are great words because great God is behind it.
为什么这些字是这么伟大的呢？因为那个伟大的神在后面。
And so every word in this book is a great word.
所以每一句话在圣经里面都是伟大的。
It's God breathed.
是神吹气出其中的。
It is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
是神所启示的。
The origin is not man, the origin is God himself.
因为这个源头不是人而是神自己。
And that's why we call this a holy book.
所以我们称为是圣言
And so what is Bible is a book of revelation.
所以这是启示的书
But remember, it contains revelation to be discovered.
因为这里面有启示是叫我们去发掘
We all know this is a book of revelation from God.
因为这是神给我们的启示
But we need to discover it.
所以我们需要去发现它
And that's why the Holy Spirit is so essential.
所以圣灵是非常的重要
And Paul told Timothy,
所以保罗对提摩太说
What I say to you, may the Holy Spirit give you understanding.
我把这些话给你们，愿圣灵叫你们能够明白。
Without the Holy Spirit, we are utterly, utterly helpless.
没有圣灵的帮助，我们是没有办法。
Okay. Now, in Brother Sparks, his book on God's reaction to man's defection.
在 史柏科弟兄的那本书《神对失职人的反应》的这本书里面
，Throughout the ages，
他说历史历代以来
，the word that was breathed by the Spirit who at one time is living alive but today is just a terminology，
这些的话，神曾经吹气在池中的，但今天只是成为一个名词。
In Acts, it was power。
在使徒行传里面，这是大能的。
But today, it's just a terminology。
但现在呢，只是一个名词而已。
And he said, we had to recover the original meaning as God intended to be, as we find in the Scripture。
所以我们要去发现神本来应有原来的意思是怎么样。
He said, if Spirit breathes,
说圣灵吹气在其中的。
If Spirit speaking to us。
向我们说的话
，that same word repeat again，
这个字在里面一次一次的重复。
That word added freshness, added depth to it, added real meaning to it，
把里面加上新鲜，加上深入的意义给我们。
Give you very good example，
很好的一个例子。
Jesus Christ，
耶稣基督。
Two words，
这两个字。
Can you exhaust those two words？
你能够。明白透这两个字吗
？Everything of God is packed in those two words.
神的一切通通浓缩在这两个词里面。
Everything in here，
一切都在里面。
Now those two words are inexhaustible.
这两个词是不能够明白透的。
In that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord.
万膝跪拜，万口承认是这个名，耶稣是主。
You see the impact of that name.
这个名的冲击力
，How do you get saved？
你怎么得救的呢
？Who do you believe and you will save？
哦，你相信谁才得救呢
？The mighty name of Jesus，
乃是耶稣的名的大能。
It's not he has done something, but he himself is our redemption。
不单是他做了什么，他自己就是我们的救赎。
Now, let me just go a little further。
我们再进一步。
Now we've been talking about the school Christ。
我们讲了基督的学校
and what a spot at the outset of the book
史弟兄在这本书的里面
he said don't read it too fast
他说一开始说你们不要读得太快
don't read too much
一次不要读太多
but prepare your heart to meditate
要预备你们的心去默想
it's not here
不是这里
it's the right attitude
是一个准确的态度
soBrothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
how we approach things that are divine by what attitude is very crucial.
我们怎么样来去接触这些属神的事情
Now,
我们的态度是非常重要。
I remember this is from Brother Sparks.
我记得这是史伯克弟兄讲的。
It's Genesis 1:1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God.
起初神。
Now, what does that mean?
是什么意思？
Without God, there's no beginning.
因为没有神就没有开始。
He told what he said, when God begins something, he is in real business for himself.
因为当神开始什么事情，他的确自己在其中。
Now, only his business will succeed in the end.
只有他所做的事物最终能够成就。
But outside of Christ, nothing will succeed.
离开了基督，没有任何事情能够成功。
Because he alone is truth.
因为只有他才是真理。
Truth will succeed.
他真理才能够成功。
But apart from it is all lies.
离开它都是谎言。
All vanity.
都是空虚的。
Now the Lord in John 8,
主在约翰第八章
He told the Pharisees and the Jews.
他对法利赛人对犹太人讲
He said, your father is a liar.
说你们的父是说谎言的父。
There's no truth in him.
在他那里面没有真实。
Now, Brother Sparks, you know why the Lord Jesus was resurrected from the dead?
你史伯克弟兄说为什么主他是从死里复活的呢
?Because he is true.
因为它是真实的。
Lie, if it's lie, no resurrection.
如果谎言就不会有复活。
But it's true, there's always resurrection.
因为它是真实的，所以一定有复活。
Because truth lives on.
因为真理要长存的。
Never dies.
不会死亡。
Truth is Christ himself.
耶稣基督是真理。
So they bury him.
所以他们把他埋葬了。
But he rose again.
但他再起来。
Death cannot hold him.
死亡不能够拘禁他。
Because he's true.
因为他是真理。
Now this evening, I'd like to go over just a few thoughts that we shared last Saturday.
我今天愿意再讲 一点我们上个星期六所提过的。
I just want to impress upon your heart the importance and the tremendous responsibility and calling that we are now indeed enrolled in the school of Christ.
我要叫你们实在能够有深刻的印象，我们如今已经进了基督的学校是多么的重要的一件事。
Now, let me ask, would you enroll in the school? Do you have expectation?
当你上了这个学，你有什么的希望呢？
Yeah, do someone just drifted into schools, whatever will be?
有人就是上了学校就混进去，怎么样就怎么样吧。
You know, that's Spanish song, long ago, que será, será.
好像西班牙有这样的歌在这里讲。
You know, whatever will be.
要怎么样就怎么样吧。
Okay, now, I think someone said, a lazy person cannot be saved.
有人说，一个懒惰的人不能够得救。
God means business.
因为神是很认真的。
That's right. And I tell you one thing. The life that you have now received, that life means business.
你们现在所得到这个生命，这是真实的。
That's his life.
这是他的生命。
So God's life means business.
所以神的生命是认真的、实际的。
And he will succeed.
他会成功。
So but you know why he will succeed?
因为史蒂夫他为什么他会一定成功呢？
Because God has faith in himself.
因为神对他自己有信心。
He has no faith in you and me, but he has faith in himself that's to succeed in what he is doing.
他我们是不可信的，他是可信的，他一定要成就他的工作。
So the success is not up to you, up to me. The success is up to him.
所以这个成功不是因为你，或者是因为我，乃是因为他。
Sooner or later, he will succeed.
早晚他要成就。
But the sooner we cooperate with him, the better for ourselves, the better for him.
我们越早与他合作，对我们来讲就越好。
Now, brothers, take note.
我们要注意。
You and I, once been born from above, we are all in the school of Christ to learn Christ.
我们这些都是从神而生的，我们已经加入了基督的学校。
The greatest love is measured by the greatest gift.
最伟大的爱是用最伟大的礼物来测量。
The greatest gift behind it, because that's the greatest love.
因为在最伟大的礼物后面有这个最伟大的爱。
And we've been singing a song, God gave us the treasure of his heart.
我们唱过这首诗歌，他把他的最至宝给了我们。
That's right. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
That's abandoning life. Abandonment life.
这是丰盛的生命。
Oh, no, abandon. Sacrificial.
这是一个牺牲的生命。
Totally give up.
他完全给了我们。
That is true love. Sacrificial love.
那是牺牲的爱，真正的爱。
Withhold nothing back.
没有留下任何给我们。
And now, the responsibility is on our hands.
那现在责任在我们的身上。
God has given you and I his treasure.
神已经把他的至宝给了我们。
Do we treasure his treasure?
我们珍惜他的宝贝吗？
That is the challenge.
对我们这是一个挑战。
Because the grace is so abundant.
因为恩典是丰富的。
And so we just take it as sort of, I deserve it. Because it just becomes common.
对我们来讲好像是我是应该得到的，好像很一般。
So what is treasure, if we're not careful, could be something common.
本来这是至宝的，现在成为很一般的。
But Christ is unique.
但是神，基督是独特的。
You can never make him as a common thing.
你不能够帮他是一般的东西。
He refused to cater to our way of standard or thinking.
他不答应要跟我们降低到我们这个标准。
He comes in to change our way of evaluating things.
他进到我们里面要改变我们怎么样来看这些事情。
And so one of the lessons we learn in the school of Christ is to treasure God's treasure as he treasures his treasure.
我们今天来到基督的学校里面，我们要学习宝贵他所宝贵的。
Okay, now we've been sharing last Saturday.
我们上个星期六已经讲过。
The object of our spiritual education is one subject, Christ himself.
我们属灵的学习唯一的目标就是基督自己。
Because everything is in him, apart from him, there is nothing.
因为一切都在他里面，离了他，一切都
now,
什么都没有。
Brothers, don't take that kind of words as just a phrase or some truth.
弟兄姊妹，你不要只是觉得这只是一句话或者是一个道理。
It is reality.
因为这是一个实际的。
Because in the end, it will prove true.
因为在最末了要证明这是真的。
And the sooner we embrace that truth and live by it, the better we will be.
我们越早来接受，来拥抱这个真理，对我们来讲就越有帮助。
So our one lesson through this whole life is to learn Christ and to know who Christ is.
我们在一起这一个功课乃是学基督，知道基督是谁。
Because Christ alone is the answer to everything.
因为基督自己是一切的答案。
Now last week also shared the first thing we learned is that we discover we are not like him at all.
上一次我们也讲到我们根本不像他。
He's unlike us.
我们他跟我们不一样。
That's why he's unique.
所以他是独特的。
That's why he's the only begotten.
所以他是那独生子。
There's no one like him.
没有一个像他。
And that's why heaven's open declare, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
天开说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
He was the only man that God approved.
他是神所喜悦的，所收纳的唯一的一个人。
Because the rest,We are all sinners, come short of God's glory.
因为其余的人都是罪人，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And there's only one man who is acceptable and pleasing in God's sight, that's his beloved son.
只有一位他能够讨神的喜悦。
And God gave him to us.
神把他给了我们。
And we are so unlike him.
我们完全不像他。
And we shared last Saturday, the sooner we come to that conclusion that we can never like him,Then he can begin to do his work.
我们上个星期讲到，我们越早的发现我们自己不可能像他，他就才能够开始在我们身上工作。
We say Christ is our only hope.
我们知道基督是我们唯一的盼望。
If Christ is our only hope, do you have hope in yourself?
如果基督是你唯一的盼望，你对于自己有希望吗？
Can we place our hope in each other?
我们能够在那里彼此在他身上有希望吗？
Husbands, good husbands, if the wife casts her hope completely on him, sooner or later they're going to have some disappointments.
做丈夫的，如果你的妻子把一切的盼望都在你的身上，有一天他会失望。
There's no such thing as ideal husband.
那里没有一个完美的丈夫。
There's no such thing as ideal wife.
也没有一个最理想的妻子。
Now, I know right here, for the Wang and Christine, they are the oldest couple.
我们知道在这里，王弟兄跟王师母是最年长的一对夫妻。
So, you can see they are more alike now.
你现在他们两个很像。
Yeah, they're more alike. But my wife and I, we are totally unlike.
我跟我的姊妹，我们一点都不像啊。
Because one, at least once.At least one time.
起码有一次我可以告诉你。
I don't know what is the occasion for that encounter.
我也不知道那次是什么事情发生的。
Now, we've been married over 50 years.
我们结婚了已经五十多年了。
And one day, she looked at me.
有一天她看着我。
She said, after we married all this many years, and you still don't understand me.
说我们结婚这么多年你还不了解我。
Are you surprised?
你们惊奇吗？
I'm surprised, you're surprised.
哎呀，我如果你觉得惊奇的话，我就真惊奇了。
Now, if husband and wife after 50 years marriage, we are so unlike each other, imagine we and the Lord Jesus.
如果我们结婚了五十年，我们还彼此的不像啊，何况我们对我们的主呢？
It's impossible. So the gap is too big. There's no way for us naturally to be like Christ.
因为那个距离是太大了，我们没有可能有天然像耶稣的地方。
So what a structure. That's the first we learn. We are, there is absolutely no ability in our part, in our side to be like him. There's no ability. No absolute zero ability.
所以头一个点我们要学会的就是我们是绝对没有能力像耶稣。
And the second thing, if we try, we'll try absolutely, there's no ability in us for us to be like him.
第二点就是如果我们愿意去尝试的话，我们也没有力量去能够像他。
And that's why he must do it all.
所以只有他来做完全的工作。
For his own glory.
为了他完成的荣耀。
Now this evening, I want to just quote a few thoughts.
我 愿意再提几个检点。
What does cross really mean?
十字架实际的意思是什么？
Now we shared last Saturday, the way to be like the Lord Jesus, the only way is the cross.
我们上个星期没有讲过，我们唯一能够像基督的道路乃是十字架。
He told us that God told us that's the way.
神告诉我们这是那条道路。
So when the Lord Jesus went into River Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist,
当主耶稣到约旦河受施洗约翰的浸的时候，
the heaven declared, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
天在那里宣告说这是我的爱子我所喜悦。
And then he went into the water.
他就浸到水里。
And when he came up,
当他从水里上来的时候，
the Holy Spirit came down and took his abode in him.
圣灵就降在他的身上，像鸽子那样。
And so when the Holy Spirit takes, means he will be take control of his life from that moment onward.
因为从那个时刻，圣灵就在他身上完全的掌权。
So there is the work of the cross, and there is also the way of the cross.
在那里有实在的工作，也有十字架的道路。
Our walk in the way of the cross is based on the work of the cross.
我们在地上所走的路是根据我们主在十字架上所完成的工作。
His cross provides us the way to follow him.
他的十字架给了我们跟从他的路。
Now, we all quite familiar with some of these terminologies.
我们都比较熟悉这些的名称名词。
We say his blood cleanses from all sin.
我们说他的宝血洗净了我们一切的罪。
So his blood deals with sin.
他的血解决了罪。
And we all know the cross deals with the man, me.
我们也知道十字架也解决了我们这个人我。
And that is true.
这是真实的。
But from God's point of view,
但从神的眼光看。
Now, from our point of view is one thing.
从我们的眼光看是一件事。
But from our point of view, we have to admit our understanding is often not quite adequate.
那我们所认识的其实是不完全的。
But when God sees it,
当神看见的呢，
and when he set his judgment on it,
当他在那里判断的时候，
it's most accurate.
是最准确的。
Okay, now this is what our brother says about the cross.
Oh,我们的弟兄在这里讲到十字架。
Okay. Now, from God's point of view,
从神的眼光来看
,cross,
十字架
,it is an end of us.
对我们是一个结束。
Then let's understand that in God's point of view,
在神的眼光来看
,and the death of Christ,
基督的死
,he has brought an end to our natural life.
他把我们天人的生命带到终点。
But in his resurrection,
但在他的复活里面，
in our union with him,
我们与他的联合，
in Christ's resurrection,
基督的复活，
from the cross, from God's point of view,
从神的角度来看，
we no longer exist.
我们已经不存在了。
That is very drastic.
这是很奇妙的事情。
So Christ's death is the death of all deaths.
基督的死就把我们都带到死里面去。
So when once we are dead in Christ, in God's sight, we do not exist anymore.
当我们在基督的里面死了，我们就在神的眼光已经不存在了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what do you think about that?
你听明白没有？
Is that good news?
这是不是好消息呢？
啊、is it good news?
是不是好消息？
It is good news.
是好消息。
When Brother Lee discovered it, he said he shout, he wished he can shout through Shanghai, said, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm finished.
你记得当倪弟兄看到这一次的时候，他在整个上海在那里叫，哦，我死了，我死了，我完了。
And from then on, the Holy Spirit take what is done in Christ and make it real in our hearts, in our lives.
从那个时刻开始，圣灵就借着在基督里面所做成的坐在我们身上。
Now, what does it mean to walk in the way of the cross?
什么叫做走在十字架的道路上？
Now, the Lord Jesus is best example.
主耶稣是
那个最是那个例子。
From that moment, he went into the water.
从那个时刻，他下到水里面。
To be baptized by John the Baptist.
受施浸约翰的浸。
He that moment he embraced the cross as his way of life.
他那个时候就抓住了十字架是他生命的道路。
So cross means you die to yourself.
因为十字架乃是向自己死。
Now how does it work it out practically in our living?
那在我们实际的生活里面怎么样一回事呢？
Bottles Park says, from that moment on, the Lord refused to listen to his own mind. He refused to listen to himself.
因为从那个时刻开始，主就不再听他自己的思想。
Apart from listening to God, he listens to no one.
他除了听神的话以外，什么都不听。
Apart from doing his will, he refused to do anybody else's will.
他除了行神的旨意以外，神的旨意他都不行。
He refused.
他拒绝。
And he said his attitude was,
他的态度乃是
Father, what do you think about this?
父啊，这件事情你看应该怎么样
？What do you want？
你要什么
？What is your timing？
你的时刻是什么
？What are you saying to me？
你向我讲什么
？Not my will, but yours。
不是按照我的意思，
not
还是照着你的
？Not my judgment, but your judgment。
不是我看的判断，是你的判断。
Not my feeling, but your feeling。
不是我的感觉，是你的感觉。
He died to himself。
他向己死。
Because he died to him, God has a way to accomplish his will.
因为他向自己死，所以神就有办法来完成他的旨意。
Because his will completely surrender to his will, God's will.
因为他的意志完全降服在神的意志底下。
As long as there's a little small element of self-willingness, God cannot do anything.
如果你里面还有一点点自己的意思，神就不能够做工。
That is the way of the cross.
这是十字架的道路。
And his life should be our life.
他的生命是我们的生命。
So our whole life is to learn to say no to ourselves.And say yes to him.
我们的一生乃是对自己说不，对神说是。
That is school Christ.
这是基督的学校。
And that's why individually and corporate, that's one lesson we all need to learn.
这是我们个人，也是我们整体都需要学习的。
Now regarding the law of love and law of work.
我们讲到爱的律。跟工作的
目的。Okay, I just want to quote a couple of things and then we'll go on.
我愿意引这一点点，我们就继续讲下去。
Okay. let me just look at it, make sure I find my.
我要找一下。
Okay. All right, here we go. The glory of God is not found in improving things.
神的荣耀不是在这些改进而过的工作上。
So we talk about Lazarus. He waited until he's dead for 4 days, then he came in, and God was glorified on the ground of resurrection.
我们讲到拉撒路，他已经死了四天，神在复活的基础上的荣耀。
He did not come to improve him.
他来的不是把他改好一点。
He waited until he was beyond improving, then he came.
他等到他是没有办法。再把它改了，再把它改进了，死透了他才来。
Because his ground of glory is resurrection.
因为他得荣耀的基础乃是复活。
Now I'm going to just share that very important principle.
这是一个很重要的原则。
Okay, now that is a very difficult lesson for us to learn.
这是对我们来讲是一个很难的一个功课。
When person is in great need, the moment you know about that, you say, "How can I help?"
当有人有需要的时候，你正常的来说、啊、我怎么样能够帮你忙啊
？Okay, so when Lazarus was sick, they sent someone to tell Lord, he said, "The one you love is sick."
当拉撒路病了的时候，他们就请一个人去找主耶稣，说你所爱的人病了。
Okay, now the one you love sick, yet you stay there for extra 2 days.
你所爱的人病了，结果他在那里又等了两天才去。
How you figure that out?
你实在不明白。
Because he sees the end from the beginning.
因为他从那个结局来看到开始。
Because God's end is glory.
因为神的终点要得荣耀。
It's not to improve.
不是把它改进。
It's resurrection.
而是复活。
That's a hard lesson.
这是一个难学的功课。
That is a hard lesson.
这是难学的功课。
We want to patch up. We want to improve.
我们就是在那里补一补啊，在那里来啊改进一下。
Now the Christianity today is reduced to improving.Improving ourselves.
今天的基督教呢是把我们自己改进一下。
How can I be a better person?
我怎么样能够成为一个更好的人？
Can we?
我们能吗？
Can we?
我们能吗？
Lazarus is a representative type of all of us.
拉撒路是我们每一个人的代表。
That's right. So Lord will wait.
所以主在等。
Until all human remedies are all gone.
直到人所有补救的方法都尽了。
And he stepped in.
他才进来。
Glory.
荣耀。
He alone can do the impossible.
只有他能够做不可能的事。
He can bring life.
他可以把生命带进来。
When there's death.
带进死亡。
When there's death, he brought in life.
但那里有死亡，他把生命带进来。
Now, Jacob Morgan,He also has a way of looking at it.
摩根弟兄，你有这样的看见。
He said, what does it mean glorify?
什么叫做得荣耀？
Because there's a resurrection.
那里有复活。
And God can only accept that which on resurrection ground.
神只能够在复活的基础上才得荣耀。
And God gained Lazarus.
神得着了拉撒路。
Now how do we know he gained him?
我们怎么知道他真正得救了拉撒路？
Did God keep it for himself? Keep that for himself?
神把拉撒路收回他自己的。
No, he gave him back to the sisters.
他把他给了他的姐妹们。
He gave him back to the family.
他把他送回到他家里。
And that's why church is on resurrection ground.
所以教会是在复活的基础上。
Because everybody who's been resurrected is in the household of God.
所以每一个复活过来的人是在神的家里。
And Boris Box said, the nature and calling of a church is basically heavenly, not earthly.
说教会神的家的呼召的基础是属天的，也是属地的。
Now this evening, I want to share a little bit on the personal greatness of Christ.
今天我愿意讲基督他做人的伟大。
Okay, now, let me, how can I put it across? It's very difficult. You know, to follow the Lord and to walk in His way or to be in the school of Christ is humanly impossible.
我们跟随主在基督的学校里面在人看来是做不到的。
Only God can see us through.
只有神能够带我们进入。
But if we are really on the way in the school of Christ, pressing on to know Him,
如果我们在基督的学校的路上走，追求去认识他，
Do you think it will be smooth sailing?
你觉得这会一帆风顺吗？
I tell you, we face many, many obstacles.
我们遇到有很多的拦阻。
External obstacles and inward obstacles.
内在的拦阻，你外面加入的拦阻。
We have our adversary outside Satan.
我们有我们外面的敌人撒旦。
And we have flesh within.
我们里面有肉体。
It's a rough struggle.
这实在是极大的挣扎。
Now, I'll give you just a few illustrations.
我说明一下。
Now, you remember when Israelites were delivered out of Egypt?
当以色列人从埃及带出来的时候。
What was Pharaoh's attitude?
法老的态度是什么呢？
Oh, you want to go? Packed up and go.
你们要走吧，走吧。
No.
不是这样。
There was a real battle.
那还有很大的征战。
And the Lord has to perform 10 miracles.
神要行十个神迹。
The last one.
最后一个。
It was awful, terrible.
是。多可怕。
All the firstborn in Egypt were slaughtered.
所有埃及投生的都给杀了。
Then Pharaoh gave in.
然后法老才投降。
You go.
你们走吧。
I tell you, the first thing, Satan is very reluctant to let you go.
头一点，撒旦是不愿意让你们离开。
He will hold you back as long as he can.
他要抓住你们。 能抓多久就抓多久。
But the mighty deliverance is God.
但神有大能的拯救。
Now, you see, that is one thing. Brothers and sisters, to follow the Lord Jesus in the school of Christ is never, never easy.
在基督的学校里面跟随主不会是容易的。
Just look through the church history.
你就看教会的历史。
Oh, many dangers they face.
哦，有许多的危险。
Adversary.
哦，许多的仇敌。
Oh, then they were on the way out. Just a couple things.
哦，他们往前走。
Okay.
还有一些。
Exodus 17.
在出埃及记十七章。
Okay, when they were tired and weary, who came behind them and attacked them?
当他们已经非常疲乏了，谁在后面来攻击他们呢？
Amalekites.
哦，是亚玛力人。
You see? So they attack.
所以他们来攻击他。
Now, Amalekite is a type of the flesh.
亚玛力乃是肉体的预表。
And the Lord gave Moses clear instruction.
所以神就给摩西很清楚的话。
Amalekites will be your adversary forever.
亚玛力人是成为你们永远的敌人。
You must subdue them.
你们要制服他。
Wipe them out.
把他们完全的铲除。
Because they are obstacle to me.
因为他们是对于我来讲是一个拦阻。
They prevent you from going to Canaan.
他们在那里阻止你们进迦南。
We have adversary.
我们有这些的敌人。
Now remember in Numbers 24, 25, you know, the Barak asked Balaam to curse the Israelites.
你说在民数记24章那里有巴兰的咒诅。
That's right, and they curse.
在那里有这样的咒诅。
But thank God, because what he's redeemed, he turned curse into blessing.
哦，因这些被拯救术的把咒诅变为祝福。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we have adversaries we have to face.
我们要面对这些的敌人。
And later on, the Lord willing, we'll share how we can overcome.
我们等一下我们要交通的我们怎么能够胜过这些。
Okay. Now, just one more example in the New Testament. A couple more examples is the birth of Lord Jesus.
还有一些例子就是耶稣基督的降生。
You remember when he was born, the wise man came from the east?
你知道当他降生的时候在东方有博士。
Okay.You remember?
你们记得了吗?
Okay, we'll just make sure we get those things a little bit more correct.
我们要看一看讲得准确一点。
Yeah, the chapter 2 of Matthew.
马太福音第二章里面。
Yeah. Okay, 16.
马太福音二章第十六节。
So then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, with exceeding anger,
心里见自己被博士愚弄就大大发怒。
And he sent forth and put to death all male children under in Bethlehem or in the district from 2 years old and under.
差人将伯利恒城里四境所有的男孩照着他向博士仔细查问的时候凡两岁以内的都杀尽了。
Now, why was Satan's anger and wrath so concentrated on that child Jesus?
为什么撒旦的发怒是那么集中在这个耶稣这个小孩子身上。
Because that child, that one, is he destined to overthrow him.
因为那一个小孩子是命定要把他除掉的。
That's right, and he knew that.
他知道。
And brothers, we are the child God, we are here for his overthrow.
因为我们的生命是要除掉哦毁掉撒旦。
And therefore, we are always under his attack.
所以我们一直是被攻击的。
Now, Boris Fox says,
史德克丁说
in this case,
在这里
he says, Satan will kill even thousands just to get to that one.
说撒旦要杀成千的为了要杀掉那一个。
Now, is that true in China today under communism the last, I don't know how many years?
你也知道在过去这些年在中国
All of these upheavals, all is to get at God's people.
他们一直在那里要对付属神的人。
And you go through the history, God's people are the target of all satanic attack.
你看到历史里面神的儿女一直是撒旦要对付的。
Now you remember even in the gospel.
你记得在福音书里面。
On many occasions, they're going to take stone and throw stone at Lord Jesus.
那个时候他们拿石头要打耶稣。
Many times they will push him over the cliff and let him die.
有的时候他们要把他从山崖上推下去把他弄死。
And but he said, my time has not yet come.
他说我的时候还没有到。
Because his time is not governed by man, his time is governed by God.
因为他的时间不是在人的手中，乃在神的手中。
And he said, no one can take my life. I lay down and I can take up again.
说没有人能够夺去我的生命，是我自己舍的，我可以再复活。
So Paul said he was not killed.
所以十八个弟兄说他不是被杀的。
Satan want to kill him.
撒旦要杀他。
But he laid down his life.
他自己是舍命。
But he may take it again.
然后他再起来。
And when he take it again, he distributed that life to you and I.
当他再复活的时候，他就把生命都分给我们。
So the Lord in John 15.
所以主在约翰十五章那里告诉我们
,If they hate you, they already hated me.
他们恨你之前已经恨了我。
If they persecute me, they will also persecute you.
他们逼迫我也会逼迫你。
Because a servant is not bigger than his master.
因为仆人不能大过主人。
So his way is our way.
所以他的道路就是我们的道路。
Now, brothers, don't be surprised the world is unkind to us.
弟兄姊妹，你不要觉得惊奇，世界对我们是不友善的。
If we are friends of the world, we make ourselves enemies of God.
如果我们是与世界为友，就是与神为敌。
Unfortunately, Christianity is now make friends with the world.
但是很可惜，今天基督教与世界为友。
There's no testament of separation.
在那里没有分别的见证。
So we are mystery.
所以我们是一个奥秘。
So people say, who are you?
别人说你们是谁啊？
Then you say, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm an Anglican, they have no problem.
如果你说我是一个浸信会的信徒，我是长老会的信徒，我是圣公会的信徒，他们没有问题。
They understand, no problem.
他们完全的了解，没有难题。
Accepted, no problem.
他们完全接纳你们。
But you say, I'm a Christian.
你说我是一个信主的。
It's a great mystery.
哦，一个基督徒，这是一个奥秘对他们。
It's a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
It should be that way.
应该是这样的。
And brothers, that is our testimony.
因为这是我们的见证。
Because we can only attach to him. We cannot attach to anyone in an institution.
因为我们只是属于主的，我们不属于任何一个组织。
Because he paid his blood, life blood to gain us for himself.
因为他用血来得救我们，为他自己。
And he loved you too much to let you go.
他爱我们不让我们离开他。
He loves you too much to let you go your own way.
他不要我们走自己的路。
And his one heart is to bring you back to his fold.
因为他爱我们，他要把我们倒回他的羊群。
There's only one flock.
大概只有一个群羊。
And he's waiting for them to come back.
他是等我们回来。
Because he's our one shepherd.
因为他是我们的牧者。
Now, I want to share a little bit when things get tough.
当越来越困难的时候
What is God's one remedy?
神的恢复补救的方法是什么
Throughout the history, Old Testament as well as New Testament,
历史里面从旧约一直到新约
And even up to our day,
直到如今
What is God's one remedy?
神唯一恢复的路
When things go wrong.
当有难处发生，神怎么解决
？That's right. Now I'll give a very quick illustration.
我用一个很简单的解释。
Okay, we'll just take the book of Hebrews.
我们看，我们就拿希伯来书来讲吧。
Okay, we're not turn to yet. Just
不用翻。
Okay. Now you know some people think the book of Hebrews is strictly a book written to the Jewish believers.
有人看为希伯来书只是对犹太人讲的。
I encountered brother, he said, that book is not for us Gentile, it's strictly for the Hebrews.
有人跟我讲说希伯来书只是对希伯来人不是对我们外邦人讲的。
But it's somehow included in this Bible.
但是我们也给包括在、okay. 但是在圣经里面也包括这卷书。
And the Lord Jesus on a few occasions said, when I speak to you, I speak to all.
因为主耶稣说当我对你讲的时候也对你们全部讲
So his word is related to all his people
所以他的话是对所有属他的人讲的
God's heart is big
神的话是大的
But we are so small
我们是那么小
So we have to be very careful
我们要很小心
So we are all related In Christ we are all related
在基督里面我们都是彼此连接的
We share one life
我们
共享一个生命。
We share one way.
我们同走一条道路。
And we share one destiny.
我们也有同样一个终点。
Christ is everything.
基督是一切。
So when things are on the decline,
所以当事情在那里下沉的时候。
Now Hebrews was written, I think, about 68 AD.
哦，希伯来书是主后68年左右写的。
But you remember the Lord prophesied 70 AD Jerusalem there will be one stone left upon another stone.
因为在主前70年的时候，主后70年，在主后70年没有一块石头在一块石头上面，是讲到耶路撒冷。
So that prophetic word was just about to be fulfilled.
因为那一个预言要实现。
Because the Jewish brethren, we know of, they rely on the external things more than the Gentiles.
你知道犹太的弟兄们他们一直是靠看重外面的事情。
Because they have the religious tradition.
因为他们有这些宗教的传统。
They have the temple.
他们有圣殿。
They have the law.
他们有律法。
They have the priesthood.
他们有祭司。
They have the sacrifices.
他们有献祭。
And they have all the festivals.
他们有节期。
And so they think those are the important things.
他觉得那些是最重要的事情。
But the New Testament and the Old Testament, there's a big difference.
但是旧约跟新约有极大的不同。
Old Testament is all external.
旧约都是外面的。
But New Testament, when the Holy Spirit comes, is all inward.
因为新约当圣灵来了都是里面的。
If there's nothing inward, there's nothing external. There's no testament.
没有里面就没有外面的见证。
And so they were facing tremendous threats.
所以当时犹太教受很大的威胁。
Outside as well as inside.
里外都受威胁。
There's agitation.
在那边有这样的一个反应。
There's uncertainty.
他们有那样的不知道前途怎么样。
There is a questioning again as to our way. Are we in the right way? Are we in the right thing? Are we okay?
他不知道他们自己走在对的路上吗？他们行吗？还
？And they're full of uncertainty.
他们那里充满了不知道前途怎么样。
And that's why he said, "Brother Sparkson is right there. They are facing that." The Lord raised a man.To write this book, we call Hebrews.
他们在那个时刻面对这一些，神就兴起了一位写了希伯来书。
To help them and also help us.
帮助他们也帮助我们。
And this is at the outset of the book Hebrews.
在希伯来书这卷书的里面。
You see the greatness of Christ.
你里面看到伟大的基督。
He is the perfect expression as his person, his God.
他是一位人又是神。
He's the perfect expression of God.
他是神那个完全的彰显。
He's the exact image, the infusion of God himself.
哦，他是神本体的这个真相。
Then, second thing, he's the appointed heir. All things belong to him.
而且他是那个承受产业的，一切都是属于他的。
And he's the creator.Of all things. All things came to existence because of him.
他是创造者，一切是因着他来造的。
And also everything is being held together by the word of his power.
也是万事就因着他全能的命令托住这万有。
Okay, so what they got them through is because the Lord wanted them to have a fresh look or a new unveiling of the person, the greatness of Christ.
所以他那个时候神就叫他们对于基督有一个新的启示，揭开的认识。
Okay, now how great is Christ to you?
基督对你来讲是多伟大呢
？How great is Christ?
基督对你来讲是多伟大呢
？That's one way of looking at it.
这是你首先要这样看。
Okay, but let me put the question around the other way.
我们另外。一个角度来问你们。
What is God's estimation of the greatness of His Son?
神怎么样来估计他儿子的伟大？
That's the key.
这个是一个重点。
If we can see His greatness as God sees His greatness, then He will get us through.
如果我们看到基督像父神看到基督那么大的话。
Okay.
他就有办法在我们身上做工。
Now, we'll do what we can this evening just to show few of the great aspects of Christ.
我们就讲基督伟大的几方面。
Okay. Now, how do we know he's great?
我们怎么知道他是伟大的？
Because from the cross, he went where? To the throne.
因为从十字架他上到宝座。
Okay, so we know that he's above.
我们知道他在天上。
He's great.
他是伟大的。
Okay. Now, Brother Scott, help us to see.How did he get there?
斯派克就帮助我们说，他怎么能够升到天上？
How did he get there?
他怎么达到那里？
Why did he get there?
他为什么能够达到那里？
Now, all that he did is for us.
他所做的一切是为了我们。
Now, if we don't get hold of that, then there's nothing for us to appropriate.
如果我们不能够掌握这一点，我们就什么都得不到了。
Let me just share this to some of our younger brothers.
我特别要为年轻的人讲一讲。
Now, listen carefully.
请你们小心听。
This is a lesson that I learned very slowly.
这是我慢慢才学会的。
Okay. God has given all.
神把一切都给了我们。
The treasure of his heart he gave.
他把他的宝贝都给了我们。
He withheld nothing.
他没有留下一样的不给我们。
So there's nothing more he can give.
所以他不能够再给了。
Everything he wants to give is already given.
他要给的已经都给了。
Okay, so it's not asking, it's discovering.
所以现在你不是在跟神要，而是你要去发现他给你的。
Right. So that is the key to it.
所以这个是那条钥匙。
So you ask, I said, I already given. Just find out what's there for you.
你跟我跟神要，你甚至我就都给了，你就去发现我给了你什么。
Now this time come to St. Bruno, my wife, even though we have little response, but we are very relaxed.
这一次我们来St. Bruno, 我跟我的姊妹，虽然我们有这个讲道的责任，但是我们也比较轻松。
Yeah, because we have a good manager.
因为我们有一个好的经理。
You see, he arranged our meals, everything. We just wait.
有人安排我每一顿饭吃什么，我就在那里等就好。
Okay, pick you up 6:30, pick you up.
六点钟来接你啊。
Yeah, we just wait to discover what's there for us.
我们就在那里等啊，今天晚上有什么好东西吃。
Because we have a great manager.
因为我们有一个好的经理。
And with our good in view.
而且是为了我们的好处。
Oh.We can relax.
我们就可以轻松。
The only thing I cannot relax because I have to share.
我最不能够轻松的就是我要讲道。
But that is, you have to see how great he is.
你要去发现他是多么的伟大。
And so he said, he's great.
他是伟大。
And we know he's there.
我们知道他在那里。
But why was he there?
他为什么在那里？
And how did he get there?
他怎么达到那里？
I feel I like to say this because there are many young brothers and sisters.
这个有很多年轻人，所以我要这样讲啊。
Boss boxes, unless some of this fundamental truth are settled in our hearts.
说直到这些基础的真理在我们里面能够搞清楚
，there's nothing we can build upon.
不然的话，我们就不能够在其上去明白更多。
Many Christians are build their faith on very shaky ground.
因为很多基督徒啊，他们的信心是建立在不稳定的基础上。
They're sure and they're not sure.
他们好像知道又不清楚。
But there's no absolute assurance.
他们那里没有一个真正的确据。
Okay, so he said, how does he get there?
他怎么到那里？
Okay, now we use the word ascension. He sort of ascended.
我们用这个字说他升天，他是升上去的。
But in Acts 1,
但是在《使徒行传》第一章的里面
，Let's look at that.
我们翻开看一看。
Let's look at that. Brother Spock said that verse is very crucial.
史布克弟兄说那一节圣经是非常的关键性。
Okay. And this event has to do with Psalm 24.
是跟诗篇二十四篇有关系。
Okay, all right. Let's look at verse 9. Acts 1 verse 9.
我们看使徒行传第一章第九节。
Okay. Are we together?
我们一起来读吧。
Good. No. Are we together? We all find the place.
我们都找到了，不用读啊。
Okay. Now when he has spoken these things, while they watched,He was ascended? No. He was what? Taken up, and the cloud what? Received him out of their sight. Taking up and receiving.
说第九节说说这话他们正看的时候他就被取上升而且有一朵云彩把他接去。
Okay, now these two key thoughts he was taking up or he was receiving up.
就这两个点说他被取上升然后把他接去。
Now, he did not go up there by his own accord.
他不是根据他自己的意思上去。
He was being received.
他是在那里被接去。
Okay, now Paul Spock says.
所以斯巴克弟兄说
He was sent to this earth to do a work.
他是被差到地上做这个工。
If his work on this earth is not finished,
如果他的工在地上没有做成
there will be no reception in heaven.
在天上就没有欢迎他的迎接。
That's right. The reception in heaven is because the work is perfectly what? Done.
在天上有那一个对他的迎接是因为他在地上做好了做成功了他要做的。
Completely to the satisfaction of God.
他是完全的叫神满意。
Every bit of it was completed to Father's satisfaction.
完全叫父满意。
And there he was taken up.
他就给接被取上手。
Okay, now this taking up is very, very important.
这个被取上升是非常的重要。
Now, because the work was done.
因为工作已经完成了。
Okay, so there are three things.
所以这有三点。
He restored God's right over creation.
他恢复了神在创造上的主权。
Let's look at Psalm 24.
我们来看诗篇24篇。
And if we cannot finish this evening, we'll continue tomorrow.
如果今天我们讲不完，我明天继续。
Okay. It opens, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness.
24篇第一节，地和其中所充满的世界和住在其中的都属耶和华。
And the world and all those who dwell therein.
说在地上充满的都属于耶和华。
Now the earth is now the Lord's.
地是主的。
Everything that's on this earth, everything the fullness is now His.
在世界和其中间的都是他的。
Now He restored everything back to God.
他把这一切都恢复到神那里。
He came to possess His inheritance.
他在这里来收取他的产业。
And now He has it now.
现在他得到了。
Okay, by faith He has it.
这个信他得到了。
Okay, and because Satan is defeated.
因为撒旦已经给击败了。
Now, in this passage it says the King of Glory. Verse 7.
第七节
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong, almighty, and so forth.
第七节第八节众城门呢你们要抬起头来永久的门呢你们要被举起来那荣耀的王将要进来荣耀的王是谁呢就是有力有能的耶和华。
Okay, now, this time in the harvest, Boracon says, inheritance, reigning, and glory all go together.
今年在 Harvest Seed 的聚会里面江弟兄讲到产业掌权荣耀是在一起。
That's right. If you are king and there's no subject that can rule, you're no king.
如果你是一个王，你没有产业在那里统管，你不是王。
You are heir, but you possess nothing.
那你是拥有这个产业，但是你一无所有怎么办
？And you are not a true heir.
那你就不是一个真正的王。
But it's when you have your inheritance restored and you're ruling, that is your glory.
当你的产业得到恢复，你在那里掌权，那里就带出荣耀。
And now on his reception, it means the work was completely done.
在迎接他的那个就说明了他的工作已经完全成就。
There's nothing you can add to it. There's nothing you can take away from it.
在那里没有东西可以加，也没有东西可以减。
It's perfectly done.
那是完美的成就。
Full perfect salvation is fully done.
完美的救恩已经完完全全成就。
And what the spot you see, it was accomplished. It was final, full, complete.In utter, those are his words.
所以斯巴克弟兄呢，已经成就，已经完成，已经完满了。
And when you receive him, you receive a full salvation.
当你 接受主的时候，你就接受了这个全备的救恩。
啊，不好意思，就是 ，Do you see that？
弟兄姊妹，你看到这些吗
？He's in glory because the work was accomplished。
他在荣耀的里面，因为工作已经完成。
And you believe in him，
你相信他
，The good of an accomplished work is now yours。
他所成就的工作属于你了，现在。
Because you belong to him。
因为你属于他。
Now, brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们。
I just want to share one more thing.
我还要再交通，再加一点。
Okay. Because I'm using some of his small bullets.
我就用他一些的小册子。
Okay. Now this little booklet.
这个小册子。
The title of the risen Lord.
升天主的
titles.
衔头。
Now this is a powerful. Because all this title means something to us.
因为他的这些的，
啊 ，all this title means something to us.
这些的头衔呢，对我们是有意义的。
Because he did not do all this for himself, he did it all for us.
因为他所做的不是为他自己，是为我们做的。
Okay. Now one of the titles,
有一个其中的一个名称啊，
啊，没错，没错 ，OK， is 的名称，
称号，
哦、oh, ，OK，
其中一个称号
，Yeah， OK， but one has a good word for it， OK， now one of this 称号 ，one of this title，
其中一个称号、啊、
，OK， that he's the firstborn of the dead， or he's the firstborn from the dead，
他是从死里首先复生的
，You think about it。
你想想这个
，Just think about that. He was the firstborn from the dead.
他是从死里首先复生的。
This phrase means that he has triumphed over death.
这一个话就说出他向死亡夸胜了。
Death with him was powerless.
死对他完全失了权势。
Now, Pastor, that is a tremendous comfort to us.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们来讲是一个极大的安慰。
Death cannot touch us.
死不能够再碰我们。
Because it cannot touch him, and we're in him, death cannot touch us.
因为死不能够碰他，我们在他里面，死也不能够碰我们。
And brothers,
弟兄姊妹们
，Let me just read a short thought here.
另外一点。
To know that he is the first one among the dead, from the dead.That is our great hope.
认识他是首先从死里复活的，是我们极大的盼望。
Because he is our great overcomer.
因为他是我为我们成为得胜者。
He went to death to remove the sting of death.
他进入死而除去死的权势。
He conquered death.
他胜过了死权。
Once for
一次得胜就永远得胜。
Now the wonderful truth.
那奇妙的真理乃是
if we are in Christ in the company of his family
如果我们在基督里在他同在的家里面
because he is the firstborn from the dead but he also is the firstborn among many one brethren
他是从死里首先复生的他也要在众子当中做长子
if we are in him
如果我们在他里面
He has passed on to us the same life as he has.
他把他那个一样的生命传给了我们。
That life, death is absolute powerless.
在对于那个生命死亡对他一点权势都没有。
If we are his brethren,
我们是他的弟兄。
Then we are sharing with him that same death-conquering life.
我们也共享那个向死夸胜的生命。
Okay, now, but take note of that.
你要注意这些话。
Those titles are just not terms and terminologies.
这些的称号不光光是一个名词而已。
Because there's reality behind it.
因为这后面有它的实际。
How do we know he conquered death?
我们怎么知道他胜过死亡？
Because there's empty tomb.
因为在那里有空的坟墓
And there's a man in glory
有一位人子在荣耀里。
We have that self-confidence.
我们里面有这样的信心。
We do see the greatness of Christ.
我们已经看到基督的伟大。
Now, just quickly, we have a few minutes.
我们还有点时间，我再点一点。
Now, in Hebrew, say, He is the captain of our salvation.
在希伯来书里面说，他是我们救恩的元帅。
That's right. And through him, he will bring many sons to glory.
哦，借着他带许多的儿子进荣耀里面。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is a powerful statement.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个哦带着大能的一个宣告。
He is the captain.
他是元帅。
Of our salvation.
我们救恩的元帅。
Okay. He say he will bring many sons where?To glory.
他要带许多的儿子到哪里进荣耀。
Now, if anybody can conquer death, that is a great person to me.
哦，任何人能够胜过死亡，我们要哦认识他。
Great, is a great person, is a great.
他是个伟大的。
Anybody can bring you in that human flesh, nobody into glory. I tell you, that is great.
哦，谁能够把你带到荣耀的里面去？这是一个伟大的。
And he personally will do it with each one of us.
他是。在我们每个的人身上要做成这件事。
He is our leader.
他是我们的元帅。
Okay, now listen carefully.
请听。
Now the world captain could be translated as better as pioneer of their salvation.
这个救恩的元帅可以说是他是我们救恩的先锋。
The one who goes before to lead them into that into which he himself has entered.
那个先锋的意思就是他在那里把我们带进他已经进入的那个情况。
哇、wow. That was very good.
就是这样。
That's right. Thank the Lord. Now, do you catch that?
你们抓住这个意思没有？
He was there, and he bring us to where he want us to be.
他已经到达了那里，他把我们也带到那里。
He has entered heaven, he has passed through heaven, and now he bring us with him there.
他已经升到天上，经过这条路，他要把我们带到那里。
The whole Hebrew speaks of the greatness of who Christ is.
整卷的希伯来书讲到基督的伟大。
Now, the other day, someone in our fellowship, he said, some people say in Hebrews there are a lot of negative warnings.
那天在我们的聚会里面，有人说在希伯来书里面有很多负面的提醒。
Okay, come short.
说我们在那里没有达到。
That's right. Not enter into his rest.
不能够进入安息。
Now how should we look at it? In so great a leader.
说这个这么伟大的一个领袖我们怎么看这些失败呢？
We have that life in us.
我们有那个生命在我们里面。
You think about it.
你们想一想。
So tomorrow if we will share on Abraham.
明天我们也讲亚伯拉罕。
It should be something like that.Retreat going back and also come short.
我们就看到好像就是没有达到啊，没有达到。
Okay, those are warnings.
那些是警告。
If you are in Christ,
如果你在基督里
，if you see so great a salvation,
如果你看到这么伟大的救恩
，so great a captain,
这么伟大的先的元帅
，you say going back, neglect, come short is not for me.
说你说退后忽略我不要这样。
It's not for me. It's not my calling.
这不是我的呼召。
It's my life. It's not my life.
这不是我的生活。
My life is going on.
我的生命是向前的。
That's Christ's life.
这是基督的生命。
Your life, yes, you stay.
你要这样 你停在这里。
But his life propels you on.
他的生命要把你带到前面去。
But to propel you on, you must see his greatness.
你要能够进入，你要看见他的伟大。
Because he will save you, he will save you to the utmost.
因为他拯救你要拯救你到底。
Now tomorrow, we'll try a little bit on this. What does it mean to be saved to the utmost?
明天我们要讲什么叫做拯救我们到底。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me just share a few words from my heart.
我愿意从心中对你们说这些话。
God has spoken.
神已经说话了。
His son spoke most completely for God.
他的儿子把神的话说得非常的完全。
We need to tune our ear to his speaking.
我们要打开我们的 耳朵听他。
But on the other hand,
那在另外一面呢？
The Lord raised up many gifts.
神也兴起了许多的恩赐。
To enrich us.
来叫我们能够更丰富。
To motivate us to go on.
去激励我们继续向前。
And thank God for those many gifts.
我们感谢神给教会这些的恩赐。
And my testament is what I am now and able to stand before you is not me.
我的见证乃是今天我能够站在这里，不是我自己，因为我自己。
But I thank God.
我感谢神。
But I also thank God for giving me many gifted brothers to assist me, to help me see more Christ.
我也感谢神，他给我有遇到很多有恩赐的弟兄，帮助我们，帮助我更清楚看到基督。
Now, we are blessed.
我们是蒙福的。
Those who serve us with God's word, they are those who have heard the voice of the Lord.
那些用神的话来服侍我们的，是因为他们听过了神的话。
That's why it's life giving.
他们把生命供应给我们。
Brother Spock said, if you don't see anything on Christ, what is there for you to share?
斯巴克弟兄说，如果你没有看到从基督来的，那你讲什么？
If it's from books, you remain hunger.
如果你只是讲书上的东西，你还会饥饿。
But it's from Christ himself, the living bread, you'll be satisfied.
如果你所讲的是从基督自己，那是天上的粮，你们会得到满。
So I'm just saying, Brother Spock is one of the major gifts.
我只是说，斯巴克弟兄是神给我们的一个大的恩赐。
But nobody knows about him.
但是我们不认识他。
Because his ministry is too heavenly.
因为很多人不认识他，因为他的职事是太属天了。
Heavenly.
是太属天了。
Oh, I tell you, it's hard digging.
这实在要用心的去挖呀。
But worth digging.
但是值得去挖。
And I just pray and hope this few times we're together, so I just wait you and give you an appetite.
我这几次跟你们交通，只是要唤醒你们，叫你们有一点的胃口。
More Christ.
更多的得到基督。
And Brother Spock has a unique way to show us how great Christ is.
斯巴克弟兄的信息给我们一个独特的路，叫我们去怎么认识基督。
So he said, how did he get there?
他怎么达到那里呢？
Why is he there?
他为什么在那里呢？
Because the work is done.
因为他的功已经做成
了。And he's there.
所以他在那里。
The captain of our salvation.
我们救恩的元帅。
He will bring many sons to glory.
他要带许多的儿子进荣耀。
He has conquered death. He has conquered death.
他已经胜过了死亡。
As we go through the valley of death, death will not touch us.
当我们虽然行过了死人幽谷，死亡却不能够碰我们。
That is overcoming.
这是得胜。
Anyone can overcome death is mighty.
任何一个人能够胜过死亡，那是大能的。
Anybody can bring us simple flesh and blood people, dust, and change us into glory. That is a mighty leader.
任何人能够叫我们这些属肉体普通的人能够胜过死亡到天上去，那是一个伟大的元帅。
Don't think small.
不要把基督看小。
I told my brothers and sisters in some church, think big.
我告诉我们聚会里面的弟兄姊妹，你们要看得大一点。
Not because we're big.
不是因为我们伟大。
Because Christ is big.
因为基督是。
And when we exalt him, we declare his greatness.
我们在那里高举他，我们就在那里宣告他的伟大。
And when we declare his greatness, God gets the glory.
如我在那里宣告他的伟大，神得的荣耀。
So may the Lord bless.
求主祝福。
Oh, I need to know him.
使我认识基督。
We all need to know him.
我们都需要认识他。
We need to have a strong appetite for him.
我们对他需要有一个大的胃口。
Nothing else will satisfy you.
没有任何的东西能够满足你们。
So you let only he satisfy.
只有他能够满足你。
So the Lord bless.
求主祝福我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this brief time we are together.
父，我们感谢你给我们有这一点的时间。
Create in us a hunger for you.
哦，在我们里面对制造一个对你的饥饿。
Lord, only you can satisfy.
因为只有你能够满足我们。
And to see who you are.
叫我们能够看到你是谁。
How great you are.
你是多么伟大。
will get us in the end to glory.
就把我们带到终点，带进。
Be exalted in our lives.
哦，在我们的生命里面，你要彰显起来。
Because you are great.
哦，你要被高举，因为你是伟大的。
We bow and worship you.
我们俯伏敬拜。
In your precious name.